It is 8:56 on a Tuesday morning, and time again for the Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? Go to globelifep1.com. That's a site specifically for our listeners, and see what they can do for you at globelifep1.com. And this week, as we're taking turns with this segment, it is my turn.
Aha! Aha!
So I've been laughing about this for a while. One song in particular got me off on this really interesting side note of music. And we talk about this in one form because I know, George, it always irritates you when, for example, Luke Bryan does this. Right?
Yeah.
When he shouts, hey, come on. Which he does, what would you say, 20 times every song?
Yeah, I don't mind it every once in a while. I've heard some artists that I like do that, but it just, I don't know, it sounds natural in the song. He says it like...
he over-come-ons.
Like, yes, at least 10 to 15 times during one song.
And that's something that's very common for lead singers to say something like, come on, or yeah, or...
Let me hear you.
Let me hear you, something like that. Just yeah. A little verbal, not necessarily a tick, but they fill a little dead space or... Mm-hmm. Do it for rhythm or whatever. But what I want to focus on in this segment, not words that they say, but odd sounds that lead singers make during songs.
Okay.
And some of them, I think, have a plausible explanation. For example, this is the first one. This is Bruce Springsteen and his famous song, Hungry Heart. I don't know that you guys know this. But this song was actually recorded in a kitchen, and he accidentally puts his hand on a hot burner right as the song starts.
Gosh. He's got a pretty cool scream. I'll give him that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's got a really cool scream.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, and maybe that's what has made his voice sound like that.
Yeah, he's had vocal damage.
Because he screams
so much. From too many cooking accidents, apparently.
Yeah, it's really funny when you listen to it from the start of the song, which is what I thought we were going to do there.
but
that's the answer to the trivia question. Here we go.
Walking into the kitchen.
You guys probably had no idea that they were doing
that. No, I never heard that. A bit of backstory.
Second example, fingers crossed, is from the Pretenders.
No. Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
The song is Middle of the Road. And there's a really funny moment when Chrissy Hynde, the great lead singer of the Pretenders, morphs, and our old college roommate Slaw used to love this because he could play the harmonica, so he would entertain us for hours doing this. When she morphs from singer to cat to harmonica player.
Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road. Yeah.
So annoying.
What
Slaw
is
was
that?
Obsessed with that.
What is that? What is the reason behind that? Like,
I don't know.
We can explain
to be sexy.
We can explain
maybe?
The Springsteen scream.
Yeah,
but let's listen to this again. What is behind this?
Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road. Yeah.
Sounds like stuff they should have edited out, and they just left it in there because they got to laughing about it in the studio.
All right, here's example number three of lead singers who make weird sounds during songs. This is from Wire on the U2 album Unforgettable Fire. Now, not many people know this, but during the recording of this song, Bono is also sparring with a boxer. And he absorbs three punches in a row right to the gut. Let's listen.
Anytime,
This sounds like a scene out of Rocky.
Right. Three in a row.
Yeah, first time I heard that, I thought that was so cool, though. Mm.
This is just a overrated. This is just a sparring session, too. This wasn't a title fight or anything.
So great.
That's an underrated song, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I've always liked that song.
Listen to him in pain again, taking these punches.
It's just being overcome with emotion, with how great the song is that he just created.
He meant to say hit me.
Is that what it is?
Kiss me.
Speaking of punches, have you heard of the song or heard the song Born Under Punches by the Talking Heads?
Maybe.
It's the opening track of their 1980 album Remain in Light, and David Byrne is one of the kings of making weird sounds during songs, and this is how they start the entire album, starting this song, which is track one, Born Under Punches. I think he immediately stubs his toe as the song starts.
Again, a guy who's really good at making funny sounds that sound cool because he makes them.
He's made so many over the years that it's hard to just isolate one. So here's about a minute's worth of funny sounds that David Byrne has made during songs.
Gosh.
I think he's third of all of the greats who make weird noises during songs in rock history. I think second, and we're going to profile him here with a bunch of carve-outs, but Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily condone everything he did in his life.
No, we don't condone everything he did in his life.
You don't necessarily.
No, I don't.
I don't, but you don't necessarily.
Why are you adding necessarily in there?
But here's, again, another about a minute's worth of weird sounds Michael Jackson made during songs.
See, this is the thing.
I think it can be.
Even in the height of Michael Jackson's popularity, that's why I never could love him. Like, my sister was a huge Michael Jackson fan. And all of his gastric distress or hiccups or whatever he was going through when he was recording, I just assumed he was really nervous. And that's why he's always...
You thought it was like the Weird Al parody where he got his hand in a mouse trap.
Yes, and yeah, and he would scream in the middle of a song. He'd be singing, and then
So you guys are singers. I'm not. Tell me, do noises like this help a singer keep a rhythm?
Yeah,
is that
fills maybe, and maybe that's just the way that, like, they hear the song in their mind and they hear those sounds. But I think you can't overuse them.
And I think don't you think Michael really got cool. to where he overused
them? Yes, I think he did.
It's like every song was junked up with that after a while.
Yeah.
I know that's just sacrilege.
I think Springsteen's good at it, and I think Bono's good at it.
Well, I think David Byrne is the bronze medalist for weird sounds made during songs. I think Michael Jackson is the silver medalist. But I think the gold medalist, and we've heard some of this before, and it's so weird when it's isolated like this. This is just the vocal track of the great David Lee Roth, lead singer of Van Halen, making weird sounds during Running with the Devil.
Yes, I'm living at a base that kills. Ooh, yeah. Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Woo-hoo!
I don't know how he does that. He does two tones at once. That train whistle sound that he can do.
I know.
It's amazing, and it's great, isn't it?
Are you sure that's not tracked? You sure that's not one?
No. That's him doing that.
Okay. Yeah.
We have another.
My friend Danny could do that. Not Danny Bayless, although he could probably do it too. But Danny, you guys know Danny Delamater.
Yeah.
He could do that train whistle sound.
Really?
With his voice. I can't do that.
We have another cut from that track.
Got no love. No love you'd call real.
What?
Got nobody waiting at home. Oh God, I'm running. Oh, yeah. Run on one more time.
God.
I think it's so wrong the way isolated vocal tracks are out now. I love them.
Most of them, I think, make the artist even better, though.
Some of them are great.
Yeah.
But it's just like they're singing in a context. And to isolate the guy just makes, it would make me, if I was a singer, feel really naked.
But you know what? I think that sound, his voice sounds so good naked, even though it sounds weird, but the voice is so great.
Yeah.
Great rock voice.
Such a great rock voice. So I think he's the king of making weird sounds during songs, and that's this week's musical music.
I like it. 909 on the ticket up next, Gordo's Corner.
I know it's not Valentine's Day, but we need to talk about love.
Keep up with